Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Building Bridges Podcast. For my regular listeners, you know how much I love and appreciate your support. And to those first timers, welcome to the podcast. If you hear something you like, feel free to click the link under the description to support us going further. Look, let's get right into this. Let's build this bridge, all right? Listen, today's episode, emotional intelligence. That's right, emotional intelligence. All right. You know how I love to define words, and that's because I want to make sure that the context that I provide, it makes some sense. All right. So let's deal with the word emotions, right? It is a natural, instinctive state of mind deriving from one's circumstances, mood, or relationships with others. Your emotions are based on what's happening or your thoughts of what has happened or could happen, right? Let's talk intelligence, right? Now, these are just basic definitions, right? Intelligence, the ability to acquire or receive, then understand information, and then finally be able to apply that information or knowledge. Now, when you put them both together, emotional intelligence, it is the ability to manage both your own emotions and understand the emotions of people around you so that you can deal with those situations or scenarios. All right. Now, this trait is often found in people that can identify with their feelings or emotions and how they truly impact their lives and the people around them. Right. We all have that go-to person that seems to always have the right thing to say at the right time when we need it, whether or not we really want to hear it either, right? These people will be empathetic, understanding, yet factual on how they deal with the situation. And so, believe it or not, good leaders, whether it's on the job, in the church, in the community, should also have this capability because it's sorely needed in leadership, right? There has to be someone who can control their own emotions, all while dealing with others to ensure things don't get too far out of hand, right? Now, why is all of this important to you? Well, let's think about that. This is a skill that I believe that everyone must possess or at least work on possessing. Right. The truth is, if you're ever in a situation that requires this type of intelligence, there is no guarantee that the other person will have it. Right. Which only means that you might have to be the bigger person. Right. You might have to be the calm in the middle of the storm. So it's always important to understand how emotional intelligence, if you will, is paramount in our lives every single day, almost every single interaction, right? Regardless whether it's in the house, whether it's out in the street, whether it's on the job, whether it's in the church, all right? The goal is to always try to keep yourself under control. You know, you remember that saying, right? Never let them see you sweat, right? I've said this on other episodes as well, but one of my favorite quotes is from a man by the name of Stephen R. Covey. And the quote says, "Most people don't listen with the intent to understand. They listen with the intent to reply." In other words, because they are always not trying to understand you or hear you, they miss what's actually being said because they're so focused on responding to get their point across. So emotional intelligence is incredibly critical to how we interact with each other on a daily basis. And make no mistake about it, I get that we get angry. I get that we get mad. I get that we get frustrated and our emotions start to overflow. But if we don't learn how to control them, it could be the difference between getting fired or breaking up or not speaking to someone for years for really no good reason. Or better yet, it could be a life or death situation where there's no coming back from. Notice, I never said that you need to turn off your emotions, because the truth of the matter is you really can't. You know, we're not robots, we're human. But of course, I think about the word of God, and you all know that are my listeners, that was coming, right? All right. So think about this. You can't serve God with your emotions. You have to serve God with your heart. I know. Hold on before y'all start attacking me, right? To some, that doesn't make sense, because you're saying to yourself, but when I'm in church, I cry. Yep, you sure do. And that's great. Truth of the matter is, if you've ever been to church with me, I cry too. But that moment we're vulnerable, our emotions and our feelings flow through the tears, but we can't serve God with them. Now, I want you to catch this. Your emotions are tied to your feelings, and your feelings and your emotions are fickle. Well, what exactly does that mean? That means they change. They are constantly changing. Our feelings, our emotions, right? They change. That's what fickle means. It means a constant change. Our emotional state and our feelings are always changing based on our life experiences. You as a person change constantly. But the word of God never changes. Now I'm going to show you something, because God and Jesus, right? We know they're the same. Jesus is God manifested in the flesh. They too expressed emotional intelligence. How do I know this? Did God ever get angry? Of course he did. Think back to the beginning of the Bible in Genesis. That's how we got the flood. What about being jealous? The Bible tells us that God is a jealous God. What about hate? God doesn't hate, does he? He sure does. Matter of fact, Solomon gave us a list, and he said, here are six things that the Lord hates, and the seventh is an abomination. Okay? Love. Well, we all know that God is love. It's still an emotion. It's still a feeling, right? Let's flip the script and go to the New Testament, and let's talk a little bit about Jesus for a minute. Did Jesus get mad and angry when there was something happening outside the temple, right? When they turned the temple into a den of thieves, what did Jesus do? He flipped those tables over and he told them, you're not going to make this house into a den of thieves. It's a house of prayer, right? What about when Jesus wept? He cried. His friend Lazarus had died. He cried on another occasion as well. So you see where I'm going with this? Jesus, in his divine state, also his human state, showed emotion. He showed feeling. So there's no feeling or emotion that we could ever go through that God doesn't understand, right? I want you to also to remember that there is nothing new under the sun. One of the wisest men, that same man, Solomon, he wrote that in the first chapter in the book of Ecclesiastes. Emotional intelligence is all through the Bible. Here, I'll give you another one. Scripture. He that soweth wrath is of great understanding. That's the first part of the scripture. And what it means is that the person that is calm, the person that is trying to make sure that they are the calm in the storm, the person that is controlling their emotions and their feelings, is not going to be the one that jumps to react so quickly. They're not going to be the one that's trying to attack someone because they said the wrong thing or whatever the case is, right? The second part to that scripture says, but he that has hasty of spirit exalteth folly. And what that means is the person that can't control himself don't care what's going on. They react off of every little thing. If you said something about their mama, if you said something about their toe, they're ready to fight. They're ready to lash out at you. Guess who said that? Again, one of the wisest men ever, Solomon in Proverbs chapter 14. So the next time someone tells you that emotional intelligence is from their psych class, you just smile and let it be known that emotional intelligence has been here since the dawn of time. It may have had another name, but it's always been here. So I want us to truly understand that the way we carry ourselves on a daily basis, how we react to situations, dictate our relationships with people, whether it's friends, family, co-workers, our brothers and sisters in the church. We have to learn how to control our emotions. We have to learn how to control our feelings and maybe push them aside to try to learn and understand what someone else may be going through. And you might find out that what they're going through, you're the person that they need to speak life to their situations. You might be the person that's going to be able to give them a kind word. You might be the person that they've been waiting for to give them just a simple smile. All right. Now, listen, you know, I don't like to talk long on my podcast. So as always, I pray something was said that inspired you, motivated you, or at least provoked you in thought. Y'all keep building those bridges. God bless. Thank you.